Living in South Africa. Dumela, that means hi in Northern Sotho. My name is David, and I live in South Africa. South Africa is a country in Africa where more than 50 million people live, including me. South Africa is on the southern tip of Africa. It borders 6 countries. One of those countries, Lesotho, is within South Africa's borders. Much of South Africa is covered by plateaus, which are tall, flat areas of land. The plateaus have grasslands on top. Lots of animals like rhinos, zebras, cheetahs, lions, and elephants live in the grasslands. Above the plateaus, the land dips down to form the Kalahari Basin. Some parts of the basin are a sandy desert, while other parts are grassy. Along the coast is the Great Escarpment, where the plateaus drop off. Drakensberg is a very tall mountain range along the eastern part of the Great Escarpment. In the Afrikaans language, Drakensberg means Mountains of Dragons. A very famous South African, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, called South Africa the Rainbow Nation. That's because South Africans come from many different cultures. Lots of people are descendants of Africa, tribes like this, like the Xhosa and Zulu. Some people trace their origins to India. Their ancestors came to South Africa as slaves or laborers. Hundreds of years ago, others are descendants of Europeans who came from Holland, France, and England. Whatever our heritage, today we are all South Africans. South Africa has many big cities. Johannesburg was founded during the gold rush. A theme park was later built around one of the gold mines. Cape Town sits in the shadow of Table Mountain, a flat-topped mountain that looks down on the city. Bloemfontein is known as the City of Roses. Its name means fountain of flowers in Dutch. Pretoria is home to the biggest zoo in South Africa. It houses many of the coolest plants and animals in our country. I live in a house in a suburb of Pretoria with my mom, dad, older sister, and older brother. My dad is a software engineer. He creates programs for computers. My mom is an accountant. She helps people with their money. My sister wants to be a doctor when she grows up. My brother plays a sport called rugby. We get up really early each morning, about around 5:30. After I get dressed in my school uniform, I have breakfast with my family. We usually eat cereal or porridge. Because my brother, sister, and I go to a private school in the city. We have a long bus trip. We take our first bus to downtown Pretoria. an hour second bus to another neighborhood where our school is. The trip takes a little over an hour. School starts at 7:45 a.m. There are 30 students in my class. Each day is split into 8 different sections or periods. We learn languages, math, science, music, gym, geography, and history. Our first lesson is history. We have been learning about apartheid. Apartheid was a time in our history when the government discriminated against people of color. It began in 1948 when a group called the National Party won the election. The National Party believed that white people were better than people of other races. They forced anyone who wasn't white to carry papers if they wanted to travel outside certain areas. Anyone caught without their papers was arrested. As time went on, things only got worse. More than 3 million people were forced to give up their homes and land to the government, which then resold the land to white people. People of other races were forced into poor, crowded areas called homelands. People of other races who lived outside the homelands were separated from white South Africans in schools, theaters, and restaurants. On top of everything, the government stripped non-white people of their right to vote. Many South Africans resisted apartheid. Joining groups such as the African National Congress. Among the ANC's leaders was a lawyer named Nelson Mandela. Mandela organized protests and told people to fight apartheid laws. He was arrested for his beliefs. Even though he was in jail, Mandela became a symbol for the resistance. By 1989, protests and demands from the people, as well as pressure from countries around the world, started to bring apartheid to an end. Nelson Mandela was released from prison in 1990. In 1994, South Africans of every race were able to vote in the new elections. Nelson Mandela won the election to become South Africa's first black president. After our history lesson, we have languages. We learn English and North Sotho, but South Africa has 11 official languages in all. Some of the other official languages include Xhosa, Zulu, and Afrikaans. After English, we work on our math lesson and then head to lunch. I usually pack a lunch from home, but today is Wednesday. That means it's macaroni and cheese day. I always eat a school lunch on Wednesdays. After lunch, we have lessons in geography and then science. In science, we are learning about archaeology, or the study of how people in the past lived. There are many fossils and ancient cave paintings to study in South Africa. Next, we have music and gym. class, and then school is over. My brother, sister, and I meet to walk to the bus stop. Once we get home, my sister helps me with my homework. Then I play a computer game. When my parents get home, we go outside to play rugby. Rugby is a sport similar to American football. My brother and I have played rugby in summer programs. Rugby is one of the most popular sports in South Africa. During apartheid, rugby was most played by white South Africans, while black South Africans played soccer. But after apartheid ended and we won the Rugby World Cup in 1995, black South Africans were urged to play rugby as well. Today, rugby is a popular sport among many people. Dinner time, we're having stamp or crushed corn and beans with sheep tripe. Tripe means stomach. It's really tasty. After dinner, I help my big brother clean up and do a few chores before bed. On some nights, my family and I stay up watching rugby. Our team plays against countries from all over the world. Sunday, I'm going to visit all those countries to see their rugby teams play. Would you like to visit South Africa Sunday?